RW Jewelers.
Hi, is Stacy available?
Speaking.
Hey, it's Cameron.
Hi!
What's happening? Happy Friday.
Oh, happy Friday.
I would normally say TGIF, but it's the holiday season, and just about everybody I know is working Saturday, and some people are even working Sundays at this point, so...
That's right.
Friday seems to lose its appeal real fast.
Yeah, no kidding. I work all Saturdays, so it doesn't really matter.
So it's a Friday junior for regardless for you then.
That's right. Yep.
Well, real fast, I wanted to inform you. I have a certificate here for you guys. Would you like it?
Yeah, Randy was actually saying, he goes, I should probably call Cameron and have him send that out.
Yeah, he told me, listen, he goes, I don't want a cert until I tell you. I'm like, I got it, man. You tell me, you can have it. And until then, it's in my safe. And here we are like 6 months later. I don't know how long it's been. I'm just throwing out a number, but my accounting was like, hey, we have a cert up here in the safe. And I was like, yeah, I've been told to wait until I hear, you know, the thumbs up, you know, and even though I already know the thumbs up is good, so I figured I'd call.
Yeah.
So, you know what?
Yeah.
I think we're probably okay for me to send the certificate.
I didn't feel like it was my call to make the call, but I really wanted to say, well, you send my cert. I want to see. I don't know anything about this stone. I know nothing other than it's got this awesome fluorescence.
Well, let me tell you, the story you shared with me is phenomenal, like how everything happened and whatnot. And to be a part of it, truly touching.
Aww.
Thank you.
Well,
very nice.
Great. I'm grateful. It means a lot.
Heck yeah. Well, what, do we have any early Christmas shopping, any appointments, projects, anything that I can help you guys out with?
Not yet. I have some waiting in the wings, but
okay.
Nothing. Nobody's flown in yet. I know they have to be coming, so they're just
waiting.
We'll
but,
wait until
you know,
the last minute.
Well, guilty as charged. I also wait until the last minute. I have, as I was reminded by a family member this past weekend, I once shopped on Christmas Eve for my mom and dad because I was going there that evening. So, like, I'm guilty of waiting until the last minute.
Mm-hmm.
But the one really, really good thing about Christmas, it's an immovable date. Like, December 25th is going to happen. Christmas will happen. You can't, come up with an excuse. You can't, I'm going to do it, you know, next month or next anniversary or come up with some new day. Like, Christmas is happening, whether you like it or not.
That's right.
So it certainly motivates people, albeit sometimes a little late,
mm-hmm.
but it still motivates. So,
very true.
If you would like anything on memo, jewelry, any loose diamonds, anything like that, let me know.
Okay.
I can't guarantee how long we can, you know, carry a memo, but
sure.
I'll certainly, you know, try to work with you guys as best I can and be as flexible as possible.
Sure.
And then, of course, any specific appointments, you know, let's do our best to accommodate.
Okay. Great. No, I'll keep that in mind. I'll ask him.
Okay.
We are trying to get rid of everything we've got per our accountant. He's like, you need to get rid of inventory.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You have, now, are you guys focused, like, the big thing for next year that is going to be a focus for us in trying to help our jewelers is turn. Trying to talk to jewelers a little bit more about turn. Because what we've noticed is the jewelers that are really, really successful and really, you know, doing very, very well selling their inventory is making sure they have the right inventory. So they're turning it more often because it's the right goods to have in their showcases.
That's, you know, we've noticed that we seem to move stuff like that. But then with all of the estate stuff too, that's been still fun to just, you know, that's what people come in and look for. So we're right back to square one where we don't know what to carry.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're kind of, it's a catch-22 for you guys is what it sounds like.
Yeah.
You need to have the estate because it generates the foot traffic and gets the gears working for people to, ooh, that looks cool, oh, that looks good.
Yeah.
But then on the flip
what
side.
What do you have that's new?
Exactly.
As in old stuff.
So new to me.
The
old to somebody else.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, what do you have new for estate? You know, lovely oxymoron there, but that's what they want, is they want the something different, you know, something that nobody else is going to have, something you cannot buy from online or, you know. So it's that catch-22. We don't know what we're going to be able to, what we're going to get in. And it's fun. It's fun that way. So
sure. Keep you on your toes.
Yeah.
Have you ever talked to Dominic at MDJ?
Inventory. You asked me that last time, and I have not.
Okay. So what you're telling me, and as I'm hearing it, I'm going, that really, like, it sounds like if you have a strong customer base, it's not going to work if you only got one or two, but if you have a strong customer base that is looking for those unique pieces and they come in frequently enough where they go, hey, what's new? What do you got? You know, let me see it.
Mm-hmm.
Talking to Dominic about some sort of like, kind of like a rolling memo that you could do with me with diamonds, you could do with estate pieces with him.
Right.
You know, because he has his unique pieces. Sometimes he even has celebrity pieces that are all validated. Like, they all come with the paperwork and everything. Like, I remember he was showing us, this was a number of years ago now, but he had a bunch of Farrah Fawcett jewelry out of her estate.
Oh, my gosh.
And it came with all the documentation, pictures of her wearing it. Like, I mean, he went nuts on this stuff. And he sat on it for a little bit. But certainly a talking piece, right? So, like, you're telling me you have customers that come in going, hey, I don't want something that you can get on Amazon or Walmart or made in China. Like, what do you have that's unique?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let me show you this Farrah Fawcett necklace. You know what I mean? Like, it just kind of is that feather in your cap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And he does memo. He does memo.
True.
So it's not like you're necessarily on the hook where your accountant's going, ugh, really? I told you to get rid of inventory, not add more. So.
Right.
Just another avenue where, you know, you can get some new stuff in without getting stretched too thin, I guess, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, I'll have to double check, but I think he's got an app where you can even look on the phone. So,
cool. But. Okay.
So, just a little food for thought, but I'll, in the meantime, I'm hearing a lot of voices in the background. I know you're busy, so. I'll get the cert out for you, and if there is, of course, anything you need, email me or give me a call, okay?
Yeah, I will do that.
Always good talking to you. I have Tootsie Rolls waiting, so you let me know.
I looked at a bag yesterday. You crossed my mind. I'm like, oh.
I have them ready.
I can't call. All right, good to know.
Good deal. We'll give Randy my best as well.
Will do.
Thank you. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, Cameron. Yep.
You're welcome.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.